The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We're going to do everything possible to make this transition to the new administration very smooth. It's not smooth because they're doing that. They're playing with the courts, as you know. They've been playing with the courts for 4 years. Probably got me more votes because I got the highest number of votes ever gotten by a Republican, by far, actually, by a lot. And, you know, we had a great election, so I guess it didn't work, but they're, even to this day, they're playing with the courts, have their friendly judges that like to try and make everybody happy on the Democrat side. It's called lawfare. It's called weaponization of justice, and it's happened at a level nobody's ever seen before.
That's Donald Trump from today, that long press conference that he had. The lawfare that Donald Trump has been under has been quite magnificent. And watching and seeing how he has been able to navigate this, he talked a lot today also about the fact that he's under this gag order and he is in a position right now where he can't even talk about the things that he's been charged with in that Mershon case. But we have sentencing happening here on Friday, and that's an interesting timing, don't you think? President-elect, soon to be president, but quick, let's fit in a sentencing for that wild case in New York. Let's talk to Greg Jarrett once again, Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney and law professor. His book also, The Constitution and Other Patriotic Documents, a must get. Greg Jarrett, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Good to be with you, Annie.
When you heard that Judge Mershon was going to go through that sentencing on January 10th, were you surprised by that?
No, not at all. You know, it's abundantly clear that Judge Juan Mershon really doesn't care about the law. He cares about damaging Donald Trump in any way he can. And I think this move by him to squeeze in a sentencing just before inauguration is yet another example. He wants to stain Trump with the label convicted felon. But to do that under the law, Trump has to first be sentenced. So, you know, Mershon, not so cleverly and quite obviously, dangled what he thought would be a tempting, tantalizing offer, show up for sentencing either virtually or in person on Friday. And I promise you there will be no incarceration or probation or fine or anything at all. You know, I will give you a complete unconditional discharge. Well, you know, Trump is not going to bite, and he didn't. He shouldn't. You know, he was found guilty by a biased jury of crimes that don't even exist under the law. He was all but framed by a politically driven DA, Alvin Bragg, who then worked in concert with the activist, hostile judge, Juan Mershon, who was actually required to recuse himself under ethical guidelines, but refused to do it. He had a severe disqualifying conflict of interest. The whole thing was a sham trial. This legal theory that Bragg advanced to a gullible and biased jury was convoluted and incoherent. It was utterly absurd. And then the judge compounded all of it with a host of reversible errors. Eventually, I think this case will get overturned. But for now, you know, Trump continues to fight any sentencing. In fact, his lawyers in the last hour were in the appellate court in New York seeking a stay. You know, it's not going to happen by this particular judge, Associate Justice Ellen Gessmer. She's just like Juan Mershon and so many other New York judges. And it was clear from the question she asked that she's not going to grant a stay. The question is, you know, is she going to wait till the 11th hour to issue that ruling? Maybe. She should issue it right away so that then Trump's lawyers can go to an even higher court.
So I've read some legal reaction to this, and they're talking about, while, yes, he could be sentenced on Friday, you made the point, I think is a very important one, that Mershon's like, it's not going to be a big deal at all. Whatever I sentence you to, he's not going to jail. It's not going to be crazy like that. But the sentencing still will take place, that the actual process of moving through that step of sentencing does put the ball in Trump's court to continue the appeal process maybe quicker. Maybe I'm not even saying that correct, but I'd like you to speak to that if you could.
No, you are, and it's a bit tricky and complicated. Let's assume that the trial itself was rife with reversible errors by the judge, mistakes made by the DA. None of that can be challenged until there is a sentencing. So, you know, in some ways, if Trump is sentenced on Friday and gets this unconditional discharge, in other words, no punishment whatsoever, he benefits because only after that sentencing does the clock begin to run and he is entitled to appeal the case on the merits, with one exception. Trump's legal team has said that the case should be tossed out because the judge, in allowing all kinds of prejudicial evidence that's protected by the Supreme Court's newly enunciated immunity standard, all of that was prohibited, shouldn't have been introduced. That immunity issue is immediately appealable right now, effective last Friday, when Mershon issued his final rejection of motion to dismiss on immunity. So I hope I've explained it in an understandable way, but it's very complicated. So, you know, there are appellate recourse motions to be made immediately only on immunity. Everything else has to wait until sentencing on Friday, assuming it takes place.
Well, we are very grateful to be speaking with Greg Jarrett, the Fox News legal analyst, somebody who can give us the facts of the matter. A lot of people politically have been very interested in these cases, the lawfare, so to speak. But the legalese of it, it's complicated, like you said. And for a lot of people watching, what they want is justice, probably on both sides. But I think definitely people who've been watching Donald Trump endure what he has been put through right now, they want to see justice. They want to see fairness and, you know, equal opportunity for people to be fettered through the justice system and come out with a just verdict. Can you tell me, in your opinion, at this point in time, can't undo anything that has been done, Greg Jarrett, to you, what would justice look like for Donald Trump?
Well, he's already won the lawfare war that was waged against him. Four criminal indictments, two by Jack Smith in federal court, Washington and Florida, and then Fannie Willis in Georgia and Alvin Bragg in New York. Now, I say he's won the war because three of those cases are essentially over. The only one that went to trial was Alvin Bragg, and Americans in a resounding way said, we don't care what that jury said. We don't care what you accused Donald Trump of. You know, I think the American voters recognized this for what it was. This was, you know, lawfare, the weaponization of the law to try to destroy Joe Biden's and then Kamala Harris's political opponent. And it had the opposite effect. You know, many Americans recognized it was a sham trial with a preordained outcome, entirely politically driven, unconscionable, an abuse of the law. And it drove a lot of voters to Trump's side. And he won, you know, decisively on November 5th. So, as I say, you know, all of these cases which were supposed to, you know, put Trump in an orange jumpsuit failed, and I think failed spectacularly.
Greg Jarrett speaking with us right now, Fox News legal analyst. You talked a little bit about the Alvin Bragg, the DA, the everything that was going on in New York. But we've heard stories that allege that maybe there was some collusion that took place across all of these different charges against Donald Trump. Do we have factual evidence that this was orchestrated across cases to try to get Donald Trump?
Well, there are some smoking gun documents. And I'll give you just one example. In the Fulton County Fonnie Willis case, her paramour, whom she hired and paid an absurd amount of money, one of his billing statements references two visits to the White House and 8 hours each. Nathan Wade. And, you know, think about this. This is, you know, a local prosecutor for hire in Georgia. And for the first time in his life, he goes to the White House not once but twice. And when he was forced to answer questions in a deposition, he said, gee golly whiz, I don't remember what that was all about. Yeah, I can't really listen. If you're a guy like Nathan Wade and you go to the White House,
you know,
you're going to remember every moment, every discussion. And so, you know, he's obstructing. Is he committing perjury? Sure seems like it to me. That's just one example of the coordination between one lawfare case and Joe Biden's White House. And there are other indications, for example, in the Alvin Bragg case, the chief prosecutor who tried the case, where did he come from? Joe Biden's Department of Justice. He was one of Biden's hand-selected prosecutors at the DOJ, and he resigned to take the case against Donald Trump. So was that coordination with the DOJ? Sure seems like it.
It does. Greg Jarrett, one last question before we let you go. This was a little bit of news that took place late this morning. A federal judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked special counsel Jack Smith from releasing his report relating to his now suspended investigations into Donald Trump. That's the Fox News report. What are the implications of Jack Smith being withheld from releasing probably a smear job on Donald Trump? What would this report have had in it? And why did Judge Cannon say, nope, you're not going to do that?
Well, Judge Cannon said, you're not going to do that because it's unfair. The case was dismissed. And, you know, I'm not going to allow you, at least under my authority, to publish a report containing a lot of unfounded and unproven allegations. Now, as a practical matter, A, nobody gives a damn, and B, most of what may seem incriminating was wrongfully released by Jack Smith in court documents and then leaked to the American public just before the election. So I don't think there would be a lot of surprises in there. But, you know, it's yet another example of how Merrick Garland's corrupt Department of Justice and Jack Smith, the illegally appointed, unconstitutionally appointed special counsel, have, you know, tried to target Trump for political reasons. And it's more of the same thing.
Greg Jarrett, we're so grateful for you. Thank you for lending your legal expertise for our listeners today. There's going to be a lot to talk about continuing throughout 2025. And we always appreciate your time with us. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure, Annie. Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye. Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney and law professor. His book, good grief, get this book. It's like sums everything up together all in one place. The Constitution and Other Patriotic Documents by Greg Jarrett. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Ethan is in today for Ryan Wiggins, who's taking a few days off here. And we'll talk to him about whatever he has for Wiggins America. How does he phrase it? Handsomer, better and handsomer or something?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Failing upward and forward?
Yeah. Up on advice from Ryan Wiggins himself. We'll get Ethan in here to do a little Wiggins America chat. When we come back, come vote on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. We'd love to see you there. Make 2025, the year you start hanging out with us and actually jumping into the conversation on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. Should America pursue acquiring Greenland in some capacity? What do you think? Yes or no? Annie Fry YouTube channel. We're broadcasting live right there. And in the live chat of the live broadcast, you can vote. Ethan in for Wiggins America next. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.